We're now moving to our next topic of drafting for the trustee in a challenging environment. Our first speaker is Dave Falls with Trust Counselor LLC. He has over 40 years of trust and banking experience, specializing in wealth management and trust. He finished with degrees from Southwestern Graduate School of Banking, UIC Law School, John Marshall with an LLM in tax, and Georgetown University Law Center in Washington, D.C. with his JD, and the University of Dayton with a BA. He has worked at several different financial institutions, but is currently with Trust Counselor LLC, where they coach trustees with respect to their duties and responsibilities, including meetings with beneficiaries, investment reviews, trust audits, discretionary distributions, accountings, and reasonable compensation. Our other presenter on this topic is Sarah Patel Pacheco of Jackson Walker LLP. She's a partner with Jackson Walker LLP, where she generally limits her practice to litigation, administration, and tax issues relating to estate, trust, guardianship, and related fiduciary appointments. She's received her Doctor of Jurisprudence from SMU School of Law and an undergraduate degree in accounting from the University of Texas at Arlington. She has been board certified in estate planning and probate law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization since 1998. Let's please welcome Dave and Sarah on this important topic.
Well, thank you. We're pleased to be here. And if you've looked at the materials, you'll see that I have about 30 things for a trustee to think about including in a document. And Sarah has about 35 pages, which is all inclusive. I want to assure you, we're not going to be like the last 10 seconds of a TV commercial on a new drug where we run through all the things that go wrong. We're going to focus on five major areas. One would be like initial considerations, then distribution standards, flexibility at a very high level, trustee selection, and then very importantly, risk mitigation. So first of all, let's just talk about initial considerations. First of all, last year, Bank of America published a study, and for families worth more than $5 million, 63% of them were using trust. So this is going to become an increasingly important area for all of us. And I think one of the things that I think about a lot in what I've done in terms of trust administration is that today's trust just don't last for one generation, but they're two generations and three generations. And so when you're looking at a trust document, you have to think more than just the next 5 or 10 years. You have to think very long term, and we'll talk about that a little bit here this morning. In terms of what might be most important, if you can, keep documents as simple as possible. Try to not get too complex. They're complex as they are. So try to keep them simple. Importantly, try to avoid pot trust. Your worst nightmare might be where you have children and grandchildren all wrapped into the same trust with the same distribution standard. I know in smaller trusts, it may not be possible to have separate trust for every child and every grandchild, but if you can, it's a much easier approach to administration. If you trust your trustee, I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but if you trust your trustee, give them as much flexibility and discretion as possible. And then very importantly, not a lot of grantors do this, but provide your trustee with a precatory letter. You know, it's not enforceable, it's not in the trust document, but what are your hopes and dreams for that trust? And I've seen these letters be 5 sentences long. I've seen them be 5 pages long. It's only precatory, but it helps the trustee to understand what the goals and the objectives of the trust are. Sarah?
So our task today was talking about these attributes and these issues from a drafting phase. And that's how I started out my career as a drafter. Slowly, I morphed into the other side because eventually we have to uphold or deal with the plans that get drafted. So I think my inclusion on this panel is sort of the lessons learned and how we can come back to the drafting. So that's, just so you know, that's sort of my focus today. With that foundation. What I say is for most of these, and I'm going to focus on trusts, because wills are transient, right? They're a spot in time. They're probably, if a trust is in a will, it's one thing, but the trusts are where the plan begins and ends for longevity.